Good afternoon from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as we get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Hastings College Broncos. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest looking for their first win of the Great Plains Athletic Conference season. They are 0-10 in the GPAC, 8-12 overall. Hastings College Broncos rated in the top 10 this season in the NAIA Division II coaches poll. Hastings 9-1 in the conference, 16-3 overall. My name's Mike Viker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of me. Holly Hildes leads this Hastings team with a 10.0 points per game average. She also has 36 assists. This is a very balanced Hastings College team that boasts no player averaging more than 10 points per game, but several in that 7, 8, and 9 points per game average range. Here are your starting lineups for the Broncos. First of all, they will start number 4, Chandra Farmer, a 5'3 freshman from Hastings, Nebraska, averaging 9.2 points per game. Mackenzie Willicott is a 5'9 sophomore from Blue Hill, Nebraska, averaging 9.8 points per contest. Holly Hild is a 5'9 junior, wears number 13. She averages 10 points per contest. She is the leading scorer for this Hastings College team. Jordan Johnson is a 6-foot freshman, a senior from Fairbury, Nebraska, averaging 7.1 points per game. And Kelly Schreibvogel is a 6'1 senior from Keensburg, Colorado, averaging 1.5 points per contest for Coach Gina Johansson. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number 3, Kenzie Bosma, a 5'8 sophomore from Sheldon, averaging 7.8 points per game. Kim Cruz is a 5'7 senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 9.2 points per outing, number 23. Paige Engber is a 5'9 senior from Pella, averaging 8.2 points per game. Annie Rinesmith is a 5'8 freshman from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 6.2 points per game. And Shea Palama rounds out the starting 5. She is averaging 8.1 points per game. She is a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa. We are set for the opening tip of today's basketball game. And the opening tip is up and controlled by the Hastings College Broncos. And here come the Broncos with their first possession of the basketball game. The Dort College Defenders in man-for-man defense. Hastings College in their road black jerseys, red numbers trimmed out in white. Shot in the lane is up and down for Mackenzie Willicott. Willicott starts the scoring for Hastings. It's 2-0. 2-0 our score. Hastings, a possession and a good possession at that. They got the ball into the middle of the paint and finished with a shot by Willicott. Dort College basketball, left side pass. It goes Cruz. Cruz gives it up over to Bausma. Bausma drives into the lane. Nothing there. Cut off. Comes back to Palama. Palama driving down to the corner, and she has it swiped away from her by Schreibvogel off of her shin and out of bounds. It will be Hastings College basketball. Hastings gets it on the turnover. Dort College has been plagued by turnovers as of late. Over 20 turnovers in their last two contests for sure. One of them at Morningside on Wednesday evening. And then last Saturday against against Mount Marty, and the night before against Concordia. Turnovers and a lack of shot production by the defenders really making it difficult for them to hang in and be competitive against those top teams in the conference. Pass goes to Schreibvogel, reverses it over the top. The right side 3 on the way is good. Jordan Johnson with a 2-point bucket. Hastings leads it 4-0. 4-0 our score. Hastings in front. Dort College with the basketball. On the left side with it is Cruz. Cruz trying to lower her shoulder, gets to the hoop, and Holly Hild holds her ground. Pass right side over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith 3, short, no good, and the rebound is cleared by the Hastings College Broncos. Coming up with the basketball is Farmer. Farmer passes it left wing over to Johnson. Johnson over the basketball. Johnson setting the offense for the Hastings College Broncos. Hastings with the basketball, leading 4-0. Broncos feed it down low. Schreibvogel. Schreibvogel in traffic. Shot no good, but she is fouled on the play, and Schreibvogel will go to the free throw line. She will shoot 2 free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Joyner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances. Grills and TVs, located in Orange City. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. They're located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley, Lisa Dykstra, in Sioux Center, 722-0101. Schreibvogel makes both free throws, and it's a 7-0 score. Hastings in front. They've scored on their first 3 possessions of the basketball game, establishing themselves early on. Rinesmith in traffic, draws some contact. Her shot is off of the mark, but going to the free throw line will be Ryan Smith. And the foul is called against Kelly Schreibvogel. So Dort College with an opportunity to get on the board here at the charity stripe. Shooting will be Annie Rinesmith, a 74% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. First free throw by Rinesmith is too strong off the heel, no good, kicks out. Also made possible by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Second free throw is up and in and out, no good for Rinesmith, and an inauspicious start for the Dort College defenders as they are unable to score on that possession, and here comes Hastings. They have yet to come up with an empty possession. Bronco basketball, they go high post. Schreibvogel with it on the left wing beyond the three-point line now. Passes it back over to Hild. Hild puts it on the floor against Ingbers. Off-balance shot up and down. 9-0 our score. Hastings in front, a two-point basket for Hild. Kim Cruz with the basketball on the right side. Cruz passes over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith gives it up. Bausma. Bausma with the basketball back over to Cruz. Shakes the right, goes left, lays it up with the left hand. Good. Kim Cruz with the two-point basket. Kim with her first basket of the day and takes the lid off of it, the hoop for the Dort College defenders. Hastings basketball. Broncos dump it down low. Shot is up, partially blocked by Cruz. Rebound cleared by Cruz. Here come the Dort College defenders. Dort College with the basketball. Up the floor is Cruz. Cruz picks up her dribble, comes back over to Bausma, and Bausma is fouled on the play. A blocking foul called against the Hastings College Broncos. So the Dort College defenders with the basketball. They will inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Dort College gets the ball inbounded. A fresh 30 to work with for the Dort College defenders. Pass goes left side over to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball gives it up Ingbers. Ingbers over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith on the right wing beyond the three-point line. She passes back over to Palama. Shea Palama. Right side it goes. Bausma. Bausma buries a three. Dort College, a couple possessions that they needed. Getting down 9-0. They score on back-to-back possessions. Kenzie Bausma with her first three-pointer of the day, and the defenders trail it 9-5. Hastings basketball quickly up the floor. They settle into their offensive flow. They're not looking to run yet. Very efficient with their offense, though, and knocking down a triple from the left wing is Chandra Farmer. Farmer with a three. It's 12-5. 12-5 our score. I don't believe Hastings has missed a shot yet from the field. Dort College basketball. Pass goes left side. Their only miss may have been on a foul call on a shot attempt, so that does not go as a shot attempt. Down to the baseline is Bausma. Bausma puts it up in traffic. Now good. Rebound taken away by Schreibvogel. Pass ahead. Here comes Hastings trying to run for the first time, and they turn it over. Pass was over the head of Jordan Johnson. Johnson got a hand on it. Was unable to keep it in play, though, and the Hastings College Broncos turn it over. Dort College gets the basketball back. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Hastings College thus far 4-for-5 officially from the floor, so they did have a miss in there that I did not recall. Abby Pruitt driving in over the right hand. Her shot is up, no good, but a foul on the play called on Pruitt. Pruitt is whistled for the charge as she took it hard to the rim with a right-handed angle, and she ran over a player on the way to the basket and gets whistled for the charging foul. So the charge whistled against the Dort College defenders. 5:30 remaining, first period of play. Hastings 12, Dort College 5. Hastings for the basketball. Hopefully for Dort College's sake, Hastings cools off a little bit. Three-pointer in and out, no good from the right wing. Cleared by Dort College. Holly Hild missed that three. Ebby Pruitt comes back right side over to Bausma. Dort College down 7, 12-5. Dump it down low. Eva Vold, around the horn they go, back left side over to Gasing. Gasing puts it on the deck, back over to Pruitt. Pruitt to Ingbers. Ingbers to Bausma. Bausma down to the baseline, pinned. Comes back out front, Gasing. Gasing puts up a three, partially blocked, but she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go against Jordan Johnson. That's her first. Three free throws on the way for Jamie Gasing because she was fouled on the wing. Our score. First free throw is up and good. 12-6 our score. Dort College trailing by 6 after Gasing makes that first free throw. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955 by the Van Eaglen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number 722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. 12-6. Another free throw on the way. This one's up, no good. Another free throw on the way for Gasing. And another free throw coming here for Gasing. This one's up and down. So Gasing makes two of three free throws. Bausman checks out. Checking into the contest is Rio Landers. So Gasing makes two of three. And the Dort College defenders trail by a 12-7 score. Hastings basketball out front with it. Chandra Farmer. Farmer goes right side. Gives it up to Grasso. Grasso to Farmer. Farmer dumps it down low. Shot on the way. On the right block. Good. Two-point basket for Grasso. And it is 14-7. Hastings controlling the early going. Pass comes right side. Gasing. Gasing out front. Goes left side. With it is Landers. Landers of the basketball to Pruitt. Pruitt with the ball. Pruitt comes back right side over to Landers. Landers on the wing. Landers over to Gasing. Gasing puts it on the floor, drops it off Evavold. Back over to Landers. Now back to Harmson. Harmson at the top of the key. Pruitt. Pruitt tries to feed Evavold. Ball's out of the reach of Evavold. Here comes Hastings. Hastings up and running with the basketball right side. Hild. Hild dumps it underneath. Shot is up, no good, but a foul on the play. Foul's going to go on Evavold. To the free throw line will be Rachel Jeldon to shoot two free throws. Two free throws on the way for Hastings College and Jeldon. Jeldon, a 73% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual with Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual with Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Jeldon makes both free throws at 16-7. Dort College having trouble, difficulty bringing the ball up the floor. Gasing tries to pass it ahead to Evavold. Evavold unable to get to it. Hastings comes away with a steal. Hastings threatening to stretch the lead from 16-7 where it currently stands. Farmer with a basketball. Farmer passes it left side over to Chanel Farmer. Chanel Farmer. They go down to the baseline, puts the shot up, no good, but a foul on the play called on Landers, and Holly Hild will go to the free throw line. She will shoot two more free throws. Hastings will be in the bonus from here on out as well, as that was foul number four on the defenders. So two free throws on the way for Hild. First one is up and down. She's a 68% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair, a certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Gasing in the backcourt, in danger of a 10-seconds call. Gets it across the timeline just in front of the 10-seconds call. Pass from Harmson underneath to Landers. Landers with a two-point basket, and our score stands 18-9. 18-9 our score. Dort College down 9. Shot by Hastings, no good. Now foul called on Jamie Gasing on the rebound. Foul's going to go on number 22, Gasing. Gasing, the sophomore from Sioux Center, whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on her. Free throw opportunities coming now for the Broncos. It's 18-9, and Hastings in control right away in this one. So the Broncos. First free throw is up and good for number 24, Gabby Grasso. Grasso, a 5'11 freshman from Omaha, Nebraska, makes the first one. Second free throw is up and good as well, so Grasso makes them both. Dort College trails 20-9. Hastings with a steal on the inbounds play. Broncos with it. Hild. Hild comes back over to Greenfeld. Greenfeld puts up the shot. Misses. No good. Fails to draw iron. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Pass intended for Rinesmith through Rinesmith's hands. Hastings comes away with a turnover. Right side pass comes over to Holly Hild. Hild feeds it into the corner. Turned around on the block is up and down. Grasso with 6 points. And the defenders trail 22-9. 22-9, our score, 2:31 remaining. Pass goes left side over to Kim Cruz. Cruz with it on the wing. Cruz comes back right side, and they feed it over to Engbers. Engbers drops it down low for Bausma. Bausma puts it up in traffic. She's fouled on the play by Chanel Farmer. That's foul number one on her. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by proactive physical therapy and sports rehab. Services provided by Julie Ernst and Steve Holloman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. First free throw by Bausma, good. Another one by Bausma, good. She's got 5 points, and the defenders trail 22-11. 22-11, our score, right side pass, Hastings on the right elbow. This is Jeldon. Jeldon gets the return pass just inside the three-point line. Passes over the top, swings it into the left corner for Farmer. Chanel Farmer tries to feed it out, and it's taken away by Rinesmith. Rinesmith ahead to Bausma. Bausma puts it up, and it's blocked. 1:51 remaining. And the ball is deflected out of bounds. Long pass into the front court by Hastings. Dort College taps it away. And the Hastings College Broncos to throw the ball in front of the Dort College bench down near the corner. Pass comes right side over to Greenfell. Greenfell, she gives it up to Chanel Farmer. Farmer with it, looking for the backdoor cut. Rinesmith able to stick with her player, preventing the backdoor. Emma Greenfell with it now on the right wing. Greenfell tries to throw it into the middle of the lane. No one in particular. Dort College comes away with the gift. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith passes into the corner. Engbers. Engbers three. Good. Paige Engbers with the three-point basket. And the Dort College defenders trail at 22-14. 22-14 the score. Hastings basketball. Three-pointer answering. Yep. Hastings. A three-point bucket for Chanel Farmer. Farmer with her first basket today. And the Broncos have put up 23. Rinesmith answering with a two-point basket of her own. It's 23-16. 23-16, our score. Hastings, right side. This is Menke. Menke gets the return pass out front. Menke feeds it left wing. Shot on the way. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound tipped out, controlled by the Broncos. Bronco basketball, right side. Greenfell. Greenfell beyond the three-point line. Hesitates. Picks up her dribble. Comes back right side. Back over to Menke. Menke working against Bausma. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College wants a timeout. And the defenders will be granted a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Dort College uses a timeout, trailing 26-15, length of the floor in front of them, 16 minutes left in the quarter. Rinesmith with the basketball, gets it ahead to Cruz. Cruz across half court, 9 seconds left now. Goes right side over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith at the top of the key, gets a pick, passes left side, Engbers. Engbers, three, good. Paige Engbers with the three-point basket. She's got 2 threes, and the Dort College defenders trail 25-19 at the end of the first quarter. 25-19, Hastings in front, back with the second quarter of play right after this. Well, Dort College with an opportunity to cut into this Hastings College lead. They pass it over to Ingbers. Ingbers knocks down another triple. Page with three threes today, and the Dort College defenders cut the lead down to 25-22. So Paige Ingbers with the three. For Paige, she continues to work her way up the all-time list for three-pointers made. Answering is Emma Greenfell with a three-point basket. Ingbers currently 164 three-point baskets made in her career. Too shy of the record held by Serena Van Beek with 166. Right side it goes. They give it up. Out front, Ingbers. Ingbers with the basketball. Ingbers 17 feet from the hoop. Gives it up, Paloma. Paloma over the glass. Good. Shea Paloma with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders have cut the lead down to four. Trying to keep pace are the defenders. At 28-24, they trail. 8:50 remaining. Pass left side. This is the first half of play. So far, Hastings has not been limited much by the Dort College defense. Fortunately for the defenders, their offense starting to knock down some shots, specifically Paige Ingbers with 9 points on 3 three-pointers so far today. With the basketball is Cruz in the backcourt after a Hastings turnover. Cruz takes it across half court. She goes right side over to Gasink. Gasink well beyond the three-point line. Gasink puts it on the floor, gives into the corner. Cruz, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out, last touch by Rinesmith. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. The defenders were down at 1 point, 22-9. Since that point, they've outscored Hastings 15-6. Cut the lead down to where we stand right here at 4. Lob pass over the top. Ball is stripped, and it's picked up by Gasing. Gasing outlets to Cruz. Cruz with the basketball. Kim takes it up the floor. Kim at the free throw line. Crosses over. Puts it up with the right hand. Shot blocked. Rebound taken away by Hastings. Now Rinesmith with a reach in the backcourt. And Chandra Farmer is fouled on the play by Rinesmith. And Annie picks up her first personal foul. So foul charged against the Dort College defenders and their starting point guard Annie Rinesmith. Hastings with the basketball. Left side pass. This is Chanel Farmer. Three-pointer missed, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasink. Gasink up and running. Has it poked away from behind. Here come the Broncos. Open court. Layup good. Easy basket that time for Farmer. She just had to make sure she didn't fumble it, and she didn't. She gets the short shot to go. It's 30-24. 30-24 our score. Gasink works the pick and roll. Feeds it back over to Paloma. Shea. Back over to Cruz. Cruz driving in her shot. No good. And the rebound is taken down by Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. Hastings. Chandra Farmer with it. Farmer on the left side. Farmer still looking. Feeds it down low. Turnaround up and good. Turnaround by Willicott. She's got four. And the defenders trail by 8, 32-24. So four unanswered by the Broncos, pushing what was a three-point ball game at 25-22 up to 32-24 right now. Annie Rinesmith, three-pointer, missed it, no good. Long rebound for Chandra Farmer. Here comes Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. Hastings off and running. Layup is good for Willicott. Willicott with six, and the defenders trail by 10, 34-24. 34-24. Rinesmith with the basketball for the defenders. Fast moving first half of play. Rinesmith picks up her dribble, feeds it over to Ingbers. Ingbers drops it down low for Paloma. Paloma puts it up over the defense. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Hastings and Willicott. Hastings basketball. Right side pass. They feed it down low. Kick out pass. Comes back over to Farmer. Farmer missed it. No good. And the rebound is taken down by Dort College. And thrown away by Ingbers, but Hastings player touched it first. Four new players checking in for the defenders. Eva Vold, Pruitt, Alyssa Flone, Peyton Harmson checking into the ball game. Player remaining is Jamie Gasing. So Gasing stays on the floor for the defenders. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering quality and on time since 1955. Inbounding the basketball, they get it into Pruitt. Pruitt with it near midcourt. Ebby has the basketball on the right side. Pruitt passes back over to Gasing. Gasing with it on the wing. Gasing down to the baseline. Tries to feed it off, and it's tipped away. And it's last touch by Hastings. It'll be North College basketball. North College trailing by 10, 34-24, 5:42 remaining in the first half. Ball is inbounded to Part and Peyton Harmson. Harmson over the basketball. Harmson to Pruitt. Pruitt to Gasing. Gasing right wing. Jamie with the basketball puts it on the floor with two to shoot. Shot short, no good. And the rebound is taken down by Gabby Grasso. Grasso to Farmer. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound, Pruitt. Here comes Dort College. Pruitt up the floor. Pruitt crosses over with the left hand. Nothing there for Pruitt. Gets it to Gasing. Shows the ball. Gets it back to Evavold. Evavold at the top of the key. Gasing, ball fake. 17-footer off one dribble. Shot no good. And a foul called on the play against Alyssa Flohn. Flohn whistled for the personal. She got caught for a push on the rebound. Kenzie Balsma will check into the game for the defenders. Checking out is Gasing. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Hastings drops it down low for Jeldon. Jeldon lowers her shoulder. Shot is up and good. Jeldon with 4 points. And the defenders trail by 12, 36-24. Hastings right now in the midst of an 8-0 run. Out front it goes to Harmson. Harmson intended for Pruitt, and the pass is deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. It will be Dort College basketball. Flohn gets the ball. Right side. Gives it up. Balsma, and Balsma is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Gabby Grasso. Grasso whistled for her first personal foul. And that is team foul number two on the Broncos in this quarter. Free throws on the way for Balsma. First free throw by Balsma, no good. So Balsma, after making her first two free throws, that happened back in the first quarter, she misses that one and now swishes that one through. She's 3 for 4. She has 6 points. She ends the Hastings run at 8 points. Hastings basketball, left side, Holly Hild. Hild drops it off underneath, and a backdoor cut for Johnson. Johnson with 4, and the defenders trail 38-25. So the lead starting to get stretched again. Driving in, shot no good, but a foul on the play, and I believe it'll be Pruitt shooting free throws. Foul called on Hastings and Holly Hild. That's number one on Hild. So the free throw on the way is up and good for Pruitt. Abby Pruitt with her first points today. Her first point, I should say. Cuts it down to 12 at 38-26. Another free throw on the way. So the second free throw on the way for the freshman from Urbandale, Iowa, is up and down as well. Pruitt makes them both. And the defenders trail 38-27. Let's see if the defenders can chip away at this 11-point lead right now, or if Hastings is able to maintain the lead and actually could stretch it out. And we've got a offensive foul called against Hastings on the offensive end. That's going to be on Johnson. Jordan Johnson going through the lane, got a little aggressive, clearing a space for herself. And the North College defenders get the basketball back. Cruz will bring it up. Kim across half court. Cruz on the left wing, picks up her dribble, comes back, right side Balsma. Balsma to Engbers. Engbers puts the ball on the floor. It's down on the floor. And now loose basketball picked up by Palama. Palama, Engbers, Engbers, Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it, 11 seconds left. Now 10 on the shot clock. Into Paloma. Paloma 10-footer straight on. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Bausma. Bausma's shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Dort College's Shea Paloma. And Dort College will get it back. 38-27, Dort College trailing. 3:25 remaining. First half of play. Bronco basketball. Emma Greenfell. Greenfell passes to Grasso. In traffic. Shot no good. Missed shot by Emma Greenfell. Here comes Dort College. Rinesmith driving with the left hand. Missed it. No good as she crossed over. Used the basket for protection, but was unable to make the shot. And here come the Broncos, and flying in with a left-handed shot is Emma Greenfell. Greenfell now with five, and the defenders trail by Baker's dozen, 40-27. 2:49 left to play, first half. Broncos had a double-digit lead earlier in the contest. Lost, and Dort College came charging back to within three. Now Dort College on the offensive end. Dort College gets tied up on the play, and it's Hastings basketball. Busy day at the Dort College campus. Women's and men's track teams competing. In a meet hosted by the defenders. Right side pass. Thought about the three. Decided against it. Shot no good by Holly Held as she drives in, but she is fouled on the play. And Hild will go to the free throw line where she has 4 points. Fouls charged to Rinesmith. That is number two on her. Free throw on the way by Hild is up and good. Hild now with 5 points. And the lead expands to 41-27. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, and by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. Hild makes both free throws. She's got 6 points. Defenders trail by 15, 42-27. Pass comes left side, Engbers. Engbers into the corner, Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing driving in. Gets an open seam. Lays it up with the right hand from the left side. Good. Jamie Gasing with 4 first-half points. Dort College trails by 13, 42-29. Answering with a three. Hild, no good. Rebound, Dort College. Cruz up the floor. Cruz driving right-hand side. Picks up her dribble. Passes back to Engbers. Engbers to Paloma. Paloma unable to handle the hot pass. Here comes Hastings. Hastings with the basketball. They drop it off underneath. Shot no good. And to think that the Hastings player so surprised she was open on the easy cut. Farmer slams it too hard off of the backboard. Shot no good by Engbers. There for the rebound of the putback, though, is Cruz. Cruz, right place, right time. And the defenders trail 42-31. 42-31, Dort College trailing by 11. Hastings College timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also online, kdcr885.com. Hastings basketball, Chanel Farmer. Farmer to Chandra Farmer. Chandra Farmer, jumper in the lane, no good. Rebound taken away by Gasing. Gasing will bring it up the floor herself. Rinesmith is on the bench with a couple of fouls. Engbers, who has hit three threes so far today, been held in check recent minutes. Pruitt driving right side, picks up her dribble, tries to pass it over to Cruz, and the ball is deflected out of bounds, last touch by Hastings. It is Dort College basketball. Cruz gets the ball inbounded. They get it back. Right side to Cruz. 9 to shoot. 50 on the game clock. Cruz driving in. Loses it. Tangled up on the play. Shot no good by Paloma. Paloma puts it up. No call made. And now stepping on the end line out of bounds is Chandra Farmer. Seconds remaining in the half. Kenzie Bausma is going to check into the ball game. Our score. Pruitt throws it in. Shot is up. Good. Shea Palamon gets the easy bucket, and the North College defenders trail 42-33. Right side with it is Hastings Farmer. They feed it down low. Broncos up 9. Missed on the shot. North College can hold for the final shot of the half. North College uses another timeout. And the North College defenders will have three-quarters of the court in front of them. They'll use the timeout to diagram a play and try to cut this 9-point lead down. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also online, KDCR885.com. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support North College and Defender Athletics. Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. They're a certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Ryan Smith brings the basketball up. 10 seconds left now. She's on the left wing looking for Harmson. Finds her. Harmson drops it underneath for Evebold. 5 seconds left. Her back to the basket on the right block. She gets the short shot to go. Rachel Evebold with a two-point basket. And the North College defenders trail 42-35. 42-35, North College down 7 at halftime. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of the first half of action along with a look at the numbers in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a look at the first half of play. The North College defenders allowed Hastings to score the first 9 points of the contest to get up 9-0. North College cut the lead to 12-7. Lead expanded again to 22-9, but North College closed the first quarter on a 10-3 run, trailed by 6 at the end of the first quarter, 25-19. The defenders would get the lead down to 3 at 25-22 on a Paige Engbers three-point basket. That is as close as they would get. Hastings stretched it to 15 at 42-27. North College, though, closes the first half on an 8-0 run to turn a 15-point deficit into a 7-point deficit, and that's where we're at right now, 42-35. Unofficially, the defenders are led by Paige Engbers with 9 points. 6 points each for Holly Hill, Mackenzie Willicott, and I believe there's one other player with 6. That's Gabby Grasso. Those are the unofficial numbers. We'll be back with a look at the official statistics right after this. Halftime numbers, Hastings 14 of 27 from the floor, 51.9%. 4 for 9 on threes, 44.4%. 10 for 10 for free throws for 100%. For the North College defenders, they are 12 of 28 from the floor, 42.9%, 4 for 8 on three-pointers, 50%, 7 of 11 from the free-throw line for 63.6%. Hastings is 16 of 14 with an advantage in the rebounding department. That's 16 to 14. Hastings in their favor. North College cut down on their turnovers in the second quarter. They committed just 9 total turnovers in the first half of play. Hastings has been charged with 7. Individually, North College led by Paige Engbers with 9 points. She is 3 for 4 from the floor. Kenzie Bausma has 6 points. Kim Cruz has 4. Annie Rinesmith has 2. Shea Palama has 4. Abby Pruitt has 2. Jamie Gasink has 4. Rio Landers and Rachel Evebold have 2 points apiece. For the Broncos, 6 points for Mackenzie Willicott, 2 for Kelly Schreibvogel, 3 for Chandra Farmer, 6 for Holly Hild, 5 for Jordan Johnson, 5 for Emma Greenfell, 5 for Chanel Farmer, 6 for Gabby Grasso, 4 for Rachel Jeldon. Rebounding, no one for North College with more than 3. Beg your pardon, Paige Engbers has 4, Jamie Gasink has 3. for the Broncos, 4 for Kelly Schreibvogel, 3 for Chandra Farmer, and Gabby Grasso. 4 assists for Chanel Farmer. For the defenders, 2 assists for Annie Rinesmith, and she has 2 steals. Mackenzie Willicott has 2 steals along with Emma Greenfell. 42-35, Dort College, trailing by 7 at half. Let's take another break and be back with more in a moment. Halftime scores around the conference. Doan leads Briarcliff 33-22 in women's play. Northwestern leads the College of St. Mary 40-29. And the game you're listening to, Hastings leads Dort College 42-35. Midland and Mount Marty will play a late one tonight in Yankton. That'll be a 7 and 9 o'clock start time. That originally was scheduled for tomorrow, but I'm guessing with the impending, poor weather forecast and the poor weather anticipated for the weekend into Monday and early Tuesday morning, they're doing everything they can to get that game in before that moves in. Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan, you're dealing with a Corn Palace schedule there. They're going to be playing. That's supposed to be a game tomorrow. Not so sure if that will be happening, and I guess not going to concern myself too much thinking about that one, but Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan scheduled to play tomorrow in women's and men's basketball. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with the second half of play in a moment. Dort College with the basketball as we begin the second half of play. The Dort College defenders trailing 42-35. Kim Cruz gets the ball inbounded to Annie Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it in between the circles. She passes right side, gets it away, comes back over to Dort College's Paige Angbers. Now Paloma, 8 seconds left on the shot clock. Dribbling in, it's Rinesmith, gives it up in the lane, shot no good. Rebound tipped away by Cruz. Dort College with a fresh possession. Right side, refresh shot clock, I should say, on the same possession. With it out front is Cruz. Cruz in between the circles. Cruz's pass is deflected and taken away by Schreibvogel. Schreibvogel with the basketball over to Farmer. Farmer takes it across half court. Farmer in between the circles. Farmer picks up her dribble. She passes left side over to Hild. Hild in between the circles. She has it on the left side. This is Schreibvogel. Schreibvogel trying to get around the hedge defense by Shea Paloma. And Shea whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 1 on Shea here this afternoon. Dort College trailing 42-35. Hastings basketball. They get the ball inbounded to Chandra Farmer. Ball deflected and it's tipped away by Kenzie Bausma. Coming up with the basketball is Rinesmith. Rinesmith over to Cruz. Cruz to Bausma. Bausma the cut through the lane. Her layup is good. Bausma gets the pass from Cruz, so the assist to Cruz, and Dort College narrows it to 5 again. 42-37. 42-37, shot in the lane, short, no good by Holly Hild. Rebound cleared by Hastings. I beg your pardon, rebound cleared by Dort College, but now it's tipped out of bounds by Hastings. It will be Dort College basketball. Kenzie Bausma triggering. Gets it into Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith up the floor. She has it in between the circles. Passes right side over to Cruz. Cruz looking for someone to pass to. Comes back right side to Rinesmith. Rinesmith to Cruz. Cruz loses it. Picked up by Bausman near midcourt. 9 to shoot. Now 8. Cruz cut off on the spin move. Gets it back over to Paloma. Paloma right-handed shot as she drifts away from the basket. She is fouled. She will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws. So Shea Paloma to shoot 2. Our officials today, as assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference, T.J. Butler, Matt Hager, and Troy Wolber. First free throw, no good by Shea Paloma. In the first half of play, Dort College, 7 of 11 from the free throw line. Second free throw by Paloma is good, so she makes 1 of 2, and it's a 4-point ball game, 42-38. Hastings, by comparison, 10 for 10 from the free throw line, and now knocking down a 3 from the right wing is Farmer. Farmer with 6 points, and the Hastings lead increases to 45-38. Cruz with the basketball for the defenders, dribbling out of pressure. 23 seconds on the shot clock. Passes it back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it in between the circles. Rinesmith feeds it down low, intended for Bausma. The ball is tipped away by a Hastings player. Out of bounds. It is Dort College basketball. Rinesmith to trigger it in. Annie Rinesmith, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Rinesmith gets it into Palama. Palama back to Rinesmith, and Rinesmith is going to be called for traveling. Extra steps that time by Rinesmith. Hastings with the basketball. Bringing the ball up will be Chandra Farmer. Farmer at the top of the key. She passes right side over to Holly Hild. Hild with it. Hild steps back. She's at the free throw line, and now we've got a foul called on the play against Kinsey Bausma. Bausma whistled for the personal, and that is number two on her. So Kinsey Bausma whistled for the personal. She's got 8 points for the defenders. Kim Cruz is going to check out of the ball game, and Kim, earlier in the second half, took a spill and came up. That was in the closing minute of the first half of play. Took a spill, had a collision, and she comes off to the sideline. Looks like she's favoring one of her legs. Dort College, Jamie Giesink on the floor along with Abby Pruitt, joining Rinesmith, Palama, and Engbers. Trying to drop it inside, and it's taken away by Giesink. Giesink doesn't have the numbers. Draws three players to her. Now tries to fire it out to Engbers. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touched by Hastings. It'll be Dort College basketball. Ball's inbounded. With it out front is Rinesmith. Rinesmith goes left side over to Giesink. Giesink back to Rinesmith. 18 to shoot. Rinesmith right side. Pruitt. Pruitt puts it on the deck, hard to the hoop, lays it up, fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Shrive Vogel whistled for the personal foul. And that's going to be number three on her. Free throws on the way for Pruitt. Abby Pruitt, 2 for 2 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Now 3 for 3. Another free throw on the way for Pruitt. Trying to narrow it down to a 5-point ball game again. Palama checks out of the ball game. Checking in is Eva Vold. 45-39 our score. And another free throw by Pruitt is good. Pruitt, an 85% free throw shooter entering play today. She's 4 for 4 this afternoon. 6:29 remaining. Dort College in a man-for-man defense. Eva Vold trying to sag back and clog the lane as much as possible. Her defensive assignment is Rachel Jeldon right now. Jeldon now gets the ball deep in the post. Too deep, and she spins with the left hand. She's got 6. She's coming off of the bench scoring 9.9 points per contest for this Hastings team that is averaging 70.8 points per game. Very balanced scoring for the Broncos so far this year. Lob it down low, Evavold. Evavold dumps it up for Pruitt. Pruitt layup good. Abby Pruitt with a 2-point basket. She's got 6. Dort College trails by 5 again, 47-42. Back the other way we go. Shot in the lane is up and good for Hastings. And Jordan Johnson. Johnson with 6 points. So a 3-point play opportunity coming here for Jordan Johnson. So Johnson. That's foul number 2, by the way, on Abby Pruitt. Pruitt had a charge in the first half as well. And the free throw is up and down for Johnson. Johnson with 7 points today, right at her season average of 7.1 points per outing. Dort College trailing 50-42. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. This game right at an hour old. Tipped off right at 2 o'clock. Jamie Giesink, ball screen, steps through the trap, comes back right side, Evavold. Evavold, Pruitt, Pruitt, Giesink, Giesink, Evavold, Evavold, unable to finish it, but she's fouled. Foul's going to go on Hastings. It's charged to Rachel Jeldon. Jeldon whistled for her first. Evavold to the free throw line, shooting 2. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Haveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Eve of Old makes one of two free throws. And the defenders trail by seven. Hastings has threatened to really take a substantial lead here tonight, or today, I should say. North College has been able to cut into the lead on a few different occasions. Hastings basketball, they fire it into the middle of the lane. Kick out pass, three on the way from the wing is good. Holly Hill, no conscience out there. She knocks it down. She's got nine. And the defenders trail by 10, 53-43. Hastings is led by as many as 15. Dort College has been as close as three. Pass goes into Cruz. Cruz in traffic. Off of the glass, no good. Right-handed side of the lane. Here comes Hastings. Hastings up and running with the basketball. They feed it to the trailer. Three on the way from the right wing. Is up on the rim and won't fall through for Jeldon. There for the rebound, and the putback attempt is Grasso, and Grasso is fouled as she tries to stick it back in. So two free throws on the way for Grasso, a 67% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web, TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Well, that is the first miss in 12 attempts for Hastings. Gabby Grasso makes the second try, and it's 54-43. North College is down 11. Driving in, left-handed baseline, a jumper is good. Kim Cruz. Cruz got the angle and knocked it down off of the glass. North College trailing 54-45. Three in and out by Hastings, and a push on the rebound. That's going to go against Hastings College. Whistled for the personal is Gabby Grasso. Jamie Gasink had inside position that time, and she got pushed on the rebound. North College will have the basketball back. Gasink will toss it in for the defenders. Gasink gets the ball inbounded. She finds Flohn. Alyssa Flohn up the floor with a basketball. Right-handed pass goes to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball to Cruz. Cruz to Flohn. Flohn, Pruitt. Pruitt, hard dribble, crosses over, shot off of the rim, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Hastings. Coming up with the basketball is Farmer. Farmer on the left side to Hild. Hild goes into the corner. Hastings with the basketball. They come back outside to Greenfell. Greenfell finds Jeldon. Shot in the lane, not good, by Grasso. Dort College clears the rebound. Long pass into the front court. It's down on the floor, and now a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Hastings basketball. 3:45 remaining in the third quarter. Hastings 54, North College 45. North College sending four new players into the game. Checking out Flohn, Gasink, Pruitt, and Cruz. Checking in Rinesmith, Bausma, Harmson, and Engbers. Or was it Palama that stayed on the floor? It was either Palama or Engbers, I believe, that stayed on the floor. Crossing over, left-handed drive by Chanel Farmer. Tries to pass it underneath, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Hastings basketball. Hastings inbounding. Left side, Chanel Farmer. Farmer passes it back out front to Greenfell. Feed it down low. Ball taken away by Harmson. Harmson with the basketball. Payton passes it ahead. Right side. They get it to Engbers. Engbers feeds it down low. Bausma. Bausma gets a shot blocked, though. Rebound cleared by Hastings. Broncos up and running. Nowhere to go with it. They'll retreat to the perimeter and set up the offense. 3 minutes remaining. Third quarter. Dort College down nine. Driving in. Shot is up. Count the hoop. And a foul on the play called on Jeldon. Jeldon is fouled on the play. Jeldon makes the shot. And the foul's call is going to go against the Dort College defenders. And I believe that's going to go on Rinesmith. And if it is on Rinesmith, that is number three on her. 3 minutes remaining in the third period. It's an 11-point ball game. And Jeldon misses the free throw. So Jeldon gets the two, but doesn't get the three. York College back the other way. Ryan Smith, offensive possession, playing here with three fouls. Substitute waiting at the scorer's table for Hurd. On the next dead ball, Bausma buries a three from the right corner. Kenzie Bausma with 11 points. And the North College defenders obviously have been helped by Bausma's return to play. Hastings basketball, left side pass to Chanel Farmer. Farmer gives it up, left side to Grasso. Grasso's shot in and out, no good. Rebound deflected, and it's picked up. Picked up by Hastings. And the Hastings College player had her heels on the half-court stripe, but I think the explanation there would be that there was no possession at that time, so she could take it near midcourt. 56-47 our score. I can come up with no other explanation that makes sense. It's not the first time, though. Pass right side over to Bausma. Bausma gives it up, left wing over to Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz with it, 1:50 left to play, third quarter, 10 to shoot. Trying to find Bausman. Bausman takes that one off the kisser. Out of bounds, it'll be York College basketball after Hastings was unable to reel it in. Pass comes in to Cruz. Cruz setting the offense. Cruz on the left side, 2 to shoot. And now we've got a hold called on the Broncos. With 1 second remaining on the shot clock, and if you're Coach Gina Johansson, that'll drive you crazy. Your defense did everything you wanted it to, but a hold call with 1 second on the shot clock will send Kim Cruz to the free throw line for a pair, as Hastings is now over the 5-foul limit for the quarter. 56-47 our score. Kim Cruz to trigger it, and her free throw in and out, no good. And now we've got a foul on the rebound called against Bausma, and more free throws on the way this time for Hastings, and I believe this is going to be Willicott. It's foul number 3 on Bausma. So Bausma whistled for the personal. Willicott to the charity stripe. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 10-point ball game, 57-47. Another free throw coming for Willicott. Putting it up is Willicott. Spots up. Free throw, good. She's got 8. Hastings leads 58-47. Cruz with the basketball. Cruz to Gasing. Gasing short arms the shot in the lane. Got in traffic and hesitated just a bit. Unable to knock the shot down. Here comes Hastings. Hastings with the basketball in between the circles out front. Broncos have it. This is Farmer. Chanel Farmer gets the return pass. Her shot in the lane is up on the rim, and it falls through. Chanel Farmer with 7. And the North College defenders trail by Baker's dozen, 60-47. They've trailed by as many as 15. They've cut it down to 3. It's back to 13 right now, and Dort College needs a basket. Pass goes left side, Pruitt. Pruitt on the left wing. Pruitt driving into the left hand, shot no good, and a charging foul called on Pruitt. That is the second foul called on Pruitt on a charge. It's foul number 3 on Abby. And with 53.6 seconds remaining, now the complaint you could have is that the Hastings defensive player may have been inside the three-point ring. Hastings basketball at the free throw line. They pass it right side. Broncos working it to Farmer. Chanel Farmer into traffic. Lost it. Picks it back up. 8 to shoot. Three-pointer, top of the key. Good. Mackenzie Willicott with 11. And the defenders trail 63-47. 63-47 our score. 13 seconds remaining. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz driving left side. Pull-up jumper from 15 on the elbow is good. Kim Cruz knocks down the two, and that's the end of the third quarter. Our score, Hastings 63, York College 49. Back with a fourth quarter of play right after this. This is York College basketball on KDCR. Well, I've got the benefit of the replay of our web stream to watch on that block charge call. And the complaint I said that you could have had was that the Hastings College player may have been inside the charge ring, that little half moon, that half circle. Two-pointer, top of the key is good for Schreibvogel. Schreibvogel now with four, and it's 65-49. Officials aren't going to like to hear this one, but watching the replay, yeah, she was inside it. Slid over. She was there, but the Hastings College player was inside that half circle. Again, I've got the benefit of it, so we watch it and try to present as best we can. Shot by Bausma underneath is good. She's got seven in the second half, 13 for the ball game. Cuts it down to a 14-point ball game again at 65-51. Hastings basketball out front. This is Greenfell. Greenfell with it on the wing. Greenfell passes all the way over the top, back over to Willicott. Willicott with it, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Charge to Hastings. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more. Hastings uses a timeout. We'll be back with more in a moment. 65-51, our score. A 14-point advantage for the Broncos. Dort College has been able to keep it between 15 and 3 much of the second half. Hastings, two on the shot clock. Traffic and bumping into the player was the Hastings College Broncos, losing it on the way up. Chanel Farmer cutting through the lane is Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with a two-point bucket. She is fouled. She'll go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. 65-253. Hastings up 12. Dort College trying to put together one more charge, and honestly, I think that's probably all they have left is one more chance at this to just cut into the lead and make some progress. 65-53, our score. Annie Rinesmith will shoot. And Annie Rinesmith, three-point play opportunity here, trying to make it an 11-point game again. 65-53 currently, and now 65-54. Rinesmith with the old-fashioned three-point play. She's got 5 points and comes in averaging 6.2. Looks like Dort College in a zone defense. Pass left side. This is Hild. Hild gives it up. Top of the key, Jordan Johnson. Feed it down low. They pass it to Jeldon. Jeldon down on the baseline. Jeldon has it blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. And Paige, that was last touched by Shea Palama. Ball goes in, four to shoot. Hastings of the basketball, muscling it up, shot no good. And the rebound is secured by Angbers. Dort College with a chance to cut the lead down from 11. 65-54. Cruz driving in, comes back over to Palama. Shea Palama left side to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the basketball. Rinesmith out front with the ball. She passes into the corner. Now comes back over to Kim Cruz. 7:35 remaining. Cruz, three, misses off the side. No good. Rebound cleared by Hastings, and coming away with the basketball is Jeldon. Jeldon to Johnson. Johnson with the basketball all the way down to the baseline. Cut off there by Rinesmith, and Annie's going to be called for the personal. That's number four on Rinesmith. Gasing. We'll go to the free throw. Going to the free throw line will be Johnson. Gasink will check into the ballgame. Rinesmith, in all likelihood, will be checking out. 7:24 remaining in regulation. First free throw is up and good for Johnson. Johnson now with eight. Hastings, just like they have all season, balanced scoring. You've got Willicott with 11, Hild with 9, Jordan Johnson 8, pending another free throw. 5 for Greenfell, 7 for Farmer, 7 for Grasso, 8 for Jeldon. They basically kill you with their balance. And the second free throw is up and good. So making that free throw, Johnson, kick out pass. Comes back to Cruz. Cruz slices the lane, lays it up, good. Kim Cruz with 10 points, continuing to work her way up the all-time scoring list at Dort College. Over 800 career points. She's nearing the top 20 now in that category. Trying to slide over to take the charge was Engbers. Engbers, a collision, no call made. Here's Gasing trying to make it a nine-point ball game, and she does. Jeannie Gasing with 6 points. Dort College trails 67-58. The end of the front court is Chandra Farmer. Farmer on the left side, 24 seconds on the shot clock. Passes back to Johnson. Jordan Johnson looking. She passes to Chandra Farmer. Chandra Farmer gives it up to Jeldon. Jeldon dumps it off to Hild. Hild with a two-point bucket. She's got 11. And the defenders trail 69-58. 69-58 Cruz to Gasing. Gasing to Palama. Palama, Gasing. Gasing short shot, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Hastings. Chandra Farmer up the floor, penetrates, then thinks better of it. She'll retreat back to the perimeter. With the basketball, Hastings. And we've got a foul on the play called against Dort College and Shea Palama before the shot. That will be team foul number 3 on the defenders in this half, or in this quarter, I should say. 69-58, Dort College down 11. 69-58, 5:44 left in regulation. Pass comes out front with the basketball is Johnson. Johnson to Hild. Hild on the right wing. Hild with the basketball. She puts up a three and buries it. Holly Hild with 13. Make that 14, beg your pardon. It's 72-58. 72-58 our score. Cruz sets up, puts up a three, and knocks it down. Kim Cruz with 9 second-half points. 13 for the ball game. Dort College still trying to hang around. Unable to dent the lead seriously, though. They've got to get it down into that 4 and 5 point range. Right now it's an 11-point ball game, and it's back to 13. 2-point bucket that time from the right side of the lane for Jeldon. Jeldon with 10. It's 74-61. Dort College starting to run out of time. Pass goes to Evabold. 4:45 remaining in regulation. Shot is up. Evabold, and Evabold is called for a charging foul. And Rachel Evabold gets whistled for the charge. That is the third block charge call that has gone against Dort College on offense and has been called a charge. And with 4:40 remaining, Dort College trails by Baker's dozen, and Hastings has the basketball. Right side of the basketball is Hild. Hild driving in, but there for the short shot, and the putback is Willicott. Willicott with 7 in the second half, 13 for the ball game. It's 76-61. Pass goes to Evabold. It's a 15-point ball game. Now Cruz. Cruz in traffic. Shot no good. And the rebound is secured by Grasso. Grasso with the basketball. Left side pass. Hild. Hild kicks it over left side over to Farmer. And an illegal screen called against Hastings College. Holly Hild whistled for the personal. Her second. Team foul number 2. And with 3:58 remaining, the Dort College defenders on the short end of a 76-61 decision so far. Abby Pruitt brings the basketball up. This Hastings College team rated in the top 25 most of the season. They were the last team in the national tournament last season and then made a run, won in a few games. Ball's tipped out of bounds, last touched by Hastings. Nobody really knew what to expect from this Hastings College team. They're number 7 in the nation right now, 9-1 in the conference, 16-3 overall, threatening to win their 17th here this afternoon, and Dort College would need something special to happen this afternoon in the final 3:35 to prevent them from winning their 17th game. 76-61 currently. Down to the free throw line. It's Hastings coming up with it. Right side, Grasso. Grasso driving in. Awkward shot, no good from the right side of the lane. Here comes Dort College. Into the front court with the basketball is Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with the left hand. Puts it up. Good. Annie Ryan Smith with 7 points. And the defenders have it back to 76-63. Hastings basketball, Farmer. Farmer passes right side, Johnson. Jordan Johnson passes back over to Willicott. As Hastings players, for the most part, you've got a designated point guard, but then everybody else is interchangeable. They play very similar positions. Foul call against Dort College on the other end. Hastings will go to the free throw line. Kenzie Bausma has just picked up her fourth personal with 2:52 remaining in regulation. Free throws on the way for Holly Hild. Hild with 14 so far. She's 4 for 4, now 5 for 5 from the free throw line. And she's got another one on the way. Pruitt will check out of the ballgame. Bausma will check out. And Holly Hild with a free throw opportunity here. This one's up. In and out. No good. Fight for the basketball. Hastings comes away with it. Blocked out of bounds by Shea Palama. It will be Hastings basketball. 2:49 left in regulation. Hastings 77. Dort College 63. Going to be a tough one next week for the defenders. A pair of road tests. Offensive rebound cleared by Hastings off of the missed shot. This is Farmer. Farmer on the right side, picks up her dribble, looking underneath. Instead feeds it out front, Tatum Stenger. Stenger in the ballgame for the first time. 2:28 remaining. Hastings content to run clock. 9 seconds, now 7. Puts it up in traffic, does Holly Hild, and Hild is fouled on the play. And Holly Hild will go to the free throw line with 15 points. She'll try to add to that total. Fouls charged to Dort College's Peyton Harmson. Harmson whistled for foul number 1 this afternoon. Hild makes the first free throw. She's got another one coming. Hastings matching their, well, threatening to match their biggest lead of the ballgame. The biggest lead was 16, and it's now 16, 79-263. 2:20 and counting. Hild now with 17. Up the floor of the basketball is Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith to Flone. Flone to Cruz. Cruz with it. Cruz loses it. It's down on the floor. And a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be Hastings basketball. So, in effect, Hastings forces a turnover. Hastings will now have the basketball. Mackenzie Willicott to toss it in. Willicott gets it into Hild. Hild will bring it up. No, they give it off to Farmer. Farmer takes it up the floor. 16-point lead, and Hastings threatening to build on it. Hild, right side, and now a foul called on the play against Gasink. Jamie whistled for her second personal foul. And free throws on the way for Holly Hild. Hild, free throw is up, in and out, no good. She's got another one on the way, 79-63. 79-63, our score. 16-point advantage for the Broncos. If Hild makes this free throw, it would be their largest lead of the contest, and she does. She now has 18 points, and the defenders trail 80-63. 80-63, Cruz reverses field, right-handed layup, no good, gets her own rebound back, shot no good. Rebound, Palama, Palama fouled on the putback attempt, and Shea will go to the free throw line to shoot two, where she is 1 for 2 from the charity stripe. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, health, and health insurance located in Rock Valley. Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra are in Sioux Center. Their phone number is 722-0101. Willicott checks out of the ballgame. And Palama will shoot a second free throw after missing the first one. She makes the second. She's 2 for 4 today. She has 6 points, and the defenders trail 80-64. Hastings basketball up the floor, Greenfell. Greenfell with it on the right wing. Greenfell passes into the corner, three-pointer in and out, no good. Rebound taken down by Palama. Palama over to Cruz. We near a minute remaining. Cruz all the way up the floor. Muscles her way to the hoop. Shot no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Palama. And it will be Dort College on defense. Ball's inbounded to Emma Greenfell. Greenfell with it. Guarded by Ryan Smith. Now we've got a free-for-all. Jump ball, alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball. Dort College with the basketball. 109 remaining. Shot is no good. Pass was good. I was watching the live stream. Pass through the lane. Now Dort College thought they were going to score up for a shot by Reinsman. Now she dribbles to the perimeter. Her shot no good. And Hild comes away with a rebound. Hild in the backcourt. Here come the Broncos. Holly Hild. Broncos are going to win this one. They'll improve to 10-1 in the conference. 17-3 overall. Dort College is going to slip to 0-11 and 8-13. 35 seconds. 9 seconds on the shot clock. 30 on the game clock now. Palama on the defense, and we've got bodies flying everywhere. A three-point basket by Hild. It's 83-64. And now Kim Cruz fouled on the other end as she drives to the hoop with 21.9 seconds left. 83-64. That's foul number 5, by the way, on Schreibvogel. Schreibvogel will check out of the ballgame with 4 points. And 21.9 seconds remaining. First free throw is up and good for Cruz. Kim now with a team-high 14 points. Second free throw is off the mark, no good, and Hastings will clear the rebound. 83-65. Hastings brings the ball up, 13 seconds remaining, and that's how this one's going to end. 83-65, our score. Hastings with the basketball running out the clock, and that's going to do it. Hastings College improves to 10-1 in the conference. Dort College 0-11. Next action for the defenders on the road Wednesday night. Mitchell, South Dakota taking on Dakota Wesleyan. And the Dort College defenders will be on the road a week from today as well, traveling to Fremont, Nebraska to take on the Midland Warriors. Once again, our final, Hastings 83, Dort College 65. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of the women's contest right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM, also online, KDCR885.com. Dort College loses by a final score of 83-65. The tone was established early. Hastings scored on their first four possessions to take a 9-point lead. They led 25-19 at the end of the first quarter, 42-35 at the end of the first half, 63-49 at the end of the third quarter, and the lead gets to as many as 19. It ends at 18, 83-65. Dort College led today in scoring by Kim Cruz and Kenzie Bausma with 14 and 12 points respectively. Dort College, 23 of 52 from the floor, 44.2%. 5 for 11 on threes, 45.5%. 14 of 24 from the free throw line for 58%. For the Broncos, 27 of 52 from the floor, 52%. 9 of 18 on threes, 50%. 20 of 24 for free throws, 83.3%. Rebounds, Hastings 34, Dort College 25. Turnovers, Dort College cut it down to 16 today. Hastings had 15, and really that played a large part in Dort College getting as many shots from the field as Hastings and as many free throw attempts from the field as the Hastings College Broncos. Individual totals for Hastings. Well, let's start with Dort College. Kim Cruz ended with 14 points. 12 points for Kenzie Bausma. 9 by Paige Engber. She had 3 threes in the first half of play. Annie Rinesmith with 7. Shea Palama with 6. Jamie Gasink with 6. Rio Landers with 2. Rachel Evavold credited with 3. Dort College in rebounds. Paige Engbers had 6. 5 for Shea Palama. 5 for Jamie Gasink. 4 for Kim Cruz. For the Broncos, 7 for Gabby Grasso, 5 for Mackenzie Willicott, 4 each for Kelly Schreibvogel and Chandra Farmer, 4 as well for Rachel Jeldon. 2 assists for Schreibvogel and Farmer, 5 assists for Chanel Farmer. Rachel Jeldon had 2, so Chandra Farmer had 2 assists, Chanel Farmer had 5. Kim Cruz ended up with 3 assists for the defenders, Annie Rinesmith also had 3. 2 each for Shea Palama and Rachel Evavold. Kim Cruz, Annie Rinesmith, and Shea Palama, all with 2 steals for the defenders, who are now 8-13 overall, 0-11 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings, 17-3 overall, 10-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Let's take a look at Great Plains Athletic Conference scores from around the conference today. Let's see what else has gone final. Northwestern defeats the College of St. Mary 77-60. No report, no final yet on Doan and Briar Cliff. Now, I did have that one earlier that they were at halftime, and it appears Briar Cliff has overcome a 33-22 halftime deficit. They now lead Doan by 9 with under 2 minutes to go in that contest. Midland will be playing later tonight against Mount Marty. Concordia and Dakota Wesleyan are scheduled to play tomorrow. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's visit now with Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson as the Dort College defenders fall by a final score tonight, today I should say, 83-65. And Coach DeWitt-Severson, for the most part, this game played between 12 and 5-point difference. That 9-point run by Hastings early in the ballgame put you in a tough spot, but your team played some pretty good stretches of basketball after that start.
We talked about it in the locker room a little bit after the game. I mean, at Hastings, when we played there earlier in the year, I felt like that was the one game where we really got outplayed for 40 minutes. And I think since December, I think it was like 5th. I think it was December 5th. 3rd, we've played significantly better basketball. And we've improved a lot in a lot of areas. We shot the ball a lot better. You know, we had 13 assists on 23 baskets. The other day we had 17 assists on 30 baskets. We turned the ball over significantly less today. I think we had 16 turnovers, but 3 of them were charge calls, which just means we're at least being aggressive to the hoop. So we did play better basketball. It felt like it was a lot closer than the final 18 or 17-point score. And so I was pretty happy with how the kids bounced back. It's just unfortunate that there were some stretches where we kind of fell asleep on defense. And then, of course, the number 7 team in the country is going to take advantage of that.
You were able to cut down on your turnovers, as you spoke directly about. What led to you being able to cut down on your turnovers?
I think watching the film against, or we didn't watch the film against Morningside, but the girls were watching the game a lot closer. And they finally said, like, yeah, a lot of these we have to take ownership over and personal responsibility for. And they decided in practice that they were going to start valuing the basketball a little bit more. And so that was one of their main focuses in practice over the last couple of days. And they've been talking to each other about it a lot and communicating what's open as different players see it within the press. And I think just having better communication and meeting our passes a little bit better led to that.
how can we get those rebounds a little bit closer? 34-25, now you only gave up 8 offensive rebounds, but that seems to be a disparity that has grown a little bit. Can you do anything to address that?
Yeah, you know, we were really intentional about it for a long stretch there before Christmas, and we did a significantly better job in games. In one game, we even had 59 rebounds, I think. But we just have to get back and focus on it a little bit more. Our focus has been on our defensive rotation, which I think was a lot better recently, and that's really what we've been pressing on the girls. And so now we just have to take different pieces where we need to continually improve, like the rebounding and the defensive rotation, and start to make sure we're implementing all of those into the same game.
Kenzie Bausma looked a little more comfortable, a little more into the regular flow of things here this evening after getting back to it Wednesday night at Morningside. She just seemed a little more into it tonight, a little more relaxed.
Yeah, she did. We did tell her that. I think sometimes she overthinks things just a little bit. I mean, her goal is to not let her player score, period. And I love that mentality about her. But sometimes it is about getting a team stop. And I think she really bought into that today. And because of that, her rotation was really good, and it allowed her to play more relaxed and to kind of not be so hard on herself, because she is incredibly hard on herself. And she ran the floor and cut in the paint really well and finished pretty strong for us.
Paige Ingber's 3 3-pointers in the first half. That really helped take the momentum away from Hastings. Unfortunately, that got her back on the radar, and they were not going to let her get a shot off after that.
Yeah, I actually think her threes were all consecutive. I think she made 2 at the end of the first quarter and then 1 to open up the second quarter, which is a play call that we ran for her. And then I thought they did a good job I would say holding her jersey a little bit. I let the referees know that. But, she's a target for everybody. And if they can keep her from hitting outside shots, we got to find different ways to score. And she really was our momentum going into that second quarter there.
2 games coming up on the road at Dakota Wesleyan on Wednesday. And I'm not sure anyone's playing better in the conference than Dakota Wesleyan. And then at Midland on Saturday, some difficult tasks ahead for this ball club.
Yeah, road wins are always hard to come by. I mean, wins in the GPAC are always hard to come by. We get complimented often by other coaches within our league saying, you're a great basketball team. We're just in such a tough league. And so, you know, the Corn Palace is a difficult place to play with how great their fans are, and they're such a well-coached team and a veteran team. And so we definitely have a tall task there. And then we're hoping we can maybe steal one at Midland. We felt like we didn't play our best basketball in that game going into Christmas. But if we clean some things up and we make sure that we're rotating a little bit better, we think we can match up with them pretty well.
Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson, thanks for stopping by. Good effort by your team. The way this one started, I thought this one could be real trouble. Did a nice job of regrouping late in the first quarter and made a competitive game out of it. Like to have those first few minutes back, but that's not how it works. But showed some signs, I thought, today of maybe maturing a bit.
Yeah, I do think our younger kids are maturing a lot right now, and they're buying into the system. And our word that we talked about today before the game was resiliency, and I thought they fought really hard tonight, and they never let themselves really get out of the game. It was just unfortunate that some shots didn't fall when we wanted them to.
Coach, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks.
That's Coach Katie Severson talking about today's ball game between Dort College and Hastings in women's basketball. The Dort College defenders, yeah, as we said, out of the frying pan into the fire, if you will. They've got to get back at it, and they'll be playing on Wednesday at Mitchell and at Fremont on Saturday. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the men's starting lineups and a few news and notes when we resume our broadcast right after this. This has been the Wireless World postgame wrap. Back with more in a moment.